Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo to all our Hispanic viewers. 2020, I believe the year is. The year of the pandemic. I read today this is the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, and I believe that's true. And so we're going to give you information tonight that's going to help you, I believe, and your family, and that's why you subscribe to this service. Because unlike the TV news and the newspapers, we actually want to help you with our information flow. So you may remember a book called Future Shock. It was out in 1970. It sold a whopping 6 million copies. And the book was based upon innovations that were going to change the world and the United States. It was all right. It wasn't anything dramatic, but it was all right reading. Well, now we have another crossroads where things are going to change. I'm going to get very specific about this because it's important to you. So at the apex of the unemployment situation, I think about 40 million Americans are going to be out of work. That doesn't count the so-called gig people who work off the books, who drive cars, who work for tips. That doesn't count them. But the people who file an income tax, who work in a company or small business, about 40 million are going to get laid off. Now, you remember back in February, we had the record low unemployment, 3.5%. So in the space of 3 months, total economic collapse. Now, the good news is that the collapse can turn around quickly. There's a lot of money in America, and there's a lot of people who need services. So this can turn around very quickly. The bad news is that companies and employers are using the pandemic to weed out people that they don't like, nuisance employees, anyone who's a threat. So you know that if you're an older worker and you get fired unnecessarily, you can file a lawsuit, ageism. A woman, misconduct all day long. You're not doing well, or somebody's bothering you, or whatever it may be, misconduct. Any kind of minority at all, mistreated, goes into the federal system, files a lawsuit. All employees now who are in those categories can be easily swept out with the pandemic layoffs. Now, I'm not saying that's right. Of course it isn't right, but it's absolutely a reality. Any nuisance employee, bye. And then companies don't have to explain it's pandemic layoffs. Pandemic layoffs. That is a key. If you are a working person, to your future, if you think you are considered a nuisance by your employer, you got to take action. And I don't exactly know what that action is. If you become a concierge member and tell me what your story is, I might be able to help you. But anyway, so businesses are realigning, and there's going to be plenty of workers available to fill the spots where people are laid off. So you get 40 million people looking for work. The businesses know they can upgrade and realign, and that's what is happening. The second thing in the future shock realm, and let me turn off this dopey phone. I should have done it before we started, but these things always confuse me. Anyway, it's off now. Okay, is worship. Now, again, you're not going to get this anywhere else. So I go to Mass every Sunday because I can't get behind in atoning for my sins. I got to stay current or it's all over. If I get run over by a bus, it's, oh my God. So I go to Mass, but I don't go to Mass now. Because there is no Mass, because all of the church services here in New York and most other states are shut down. Now, you get into habits in life. People go to church, they go to services, but then they don't go. So the people, they're not 100% going back. And the churches themselves depend on contributions, passing a plate. They don't have any money. Big impact on churches and worship in America. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
So there's a town hall on Fox on Sunday night. 3.8 million people watched that town hall. Not a big audience for the President of the United States giving 2 hours to answer questions about the pandemic. I don't know why, but wasn't particularly successful. During the town hall, all right, Donald Trump said this. Go.
I am greeted with a hostile press, the likes of which no president has ever seen. The closest would be that gentleman right up there. They always said Lincoln. Nobody got treated worse than Lincoln. I believe I am treated worse.
Okay, now I actually talked to President Trump about this very thing when I had dinner with him in December. I'm not name dropping, I'm not bragging, but I told him that the only president more vilified by the media than you, Mr. President, was Abraham Lincoln. So I disagree with Donald Trump. I think Abraham Lincoln got it worse. But Mr. Trump's point is that you didn't have cable news and Twitter and constant, unrelenting press reportage back then. You just had newspapers. So in a way, he's right. But the tone for Lincoln led to his death, led to his assassination. So CNN immediately gathers up Doris Kearns Goodwin, who is a historian and has written some pretty interesting books. I was shocked by what she said. Go.
How does the treatment that President Trump receives compare to that which Lincoln received?
Well, Lincoln would have been argued by the other side, by the North. He would have been argued against by the Democrats when he did those great debates with Stephen Douglas. They could report on one of his debates and say in the Republican paper, he was so great, he was carried out on the arms of his supporters. The Democratic paper might say, he was horrible, he fell on the floor, so they had to carry him out in shame. So he was used to that kind of bifurcated media, but he would hardly complain.
That is downright false. Now, I'm not going to call a woman a liar, but she's supposed to be a historian. She wrote a book about Lincoln. What she just said there is one of the most misleading statements about Abraham Lincoln and his times that I have ever heard. That's how ignorant that statement is. The truth is that Abraham Lincoln was the most oppressive president toward the media, the press, the newspapers in history. And it's not even close. He dwarfs John Adams, who signed the Alien and Sedition Act that was aimed at the press and putting them in prison if they criticized the Adams government. Lincoln actually jailed editors who opposed enlistment into the Union Army. He had them jailed. He shut down newspapers, Abe Lincoln, for national security reasons, if they opposed the war effort. Knocked them right out, jailed them. That's the truth. We'll be right back with the final thought.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's gonna get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
All right. The final thought of the day is this is our one-year anniversary for the O'Reilly Update, now heard on 210-plus stations across the USA, including our flagship WABC in New York City, WLS in Chicago. We are rolling, WRKO in Boston, WBT in Charlotte, on and on and on and on. We love our affiliates. So this is a 15-minute broadcast, as I told you. It's modeled on Paul Harvey, the late Paul Harvey, who is a Big Factor fan. You can listen to the O'Reilly Update on BillO'Reilly.com. And I do a morning two-minute commentary, so we have that too. This is the most successful radio launch in the past 10 years. I'm so gratified by that, but it's worth your while to hear it because boom, 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 boom. Three sections, hard news, 4 minutes of commentary, which is different than the commentary I deliver here, and then 3 minutes of something you might not know. We give you all kinds of great stuff. Today was Cinco de Mayo. What's Cinco de Mayo? Do you know? It's from the Mexican defeat of the French. Nobody knows that. Every day, something you might not know. So happy birthday to the O'Reilly Update. We are thrilled to be on all of our radio stations. You can check it out on BillO'Reilly.com, and we will see you tomorrow.